Hello, I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Today, we're going to dive into what I believe is one of the most powerful levers we have for practice growth, building positive habits. I'm going to show you how to engineer new behavior so effectively that your entire practice, from the clinic to the front desk, can start to run on autopilot. This is about driving excellence, but with less of your direct effort. So let's get started. You know, whenever we try to introduce a lasting change in our practices, it's tough. And the main reason it's tough is almost always because we're fighting against some long-standing habit. So the secret isn't just about learning a new skill. It's about intentionally creating new automated routines that become second nature. When you harness that power, that's when you unlock real professional and business growth. We see this every single day, don't we? Think about how much time and energy we spend helping our patients overcome deeply ingrained habits, things like thumb sucking or tongue thrusting. Well, that same powerful resistance is exactly why we as leaders need to understand the mechanics of habits. Because if we can understand them, we can build our own positive clinical routines that become just as automatic, just as powerful. So, how do we do it? Well, every lasting habit is built on a very simple three-step loop. It starts with a cue. That's the trigger that tells your brain to switch into automatic mode. Then comes the routine, which is the action itself. And finally, and this is key, there's a reward. The reward is what signals to your brain, hey, that was good. Let's remember this loop for next time. This simple framework. This is the blueprint for engineering any new behavior. All right, let's take this out of the world of theory and see what it looks like in our day-to-day clinical work. A perfect example of this loop in action is something I call the 5-second model analysis. It's a foundational diagnostic habit that many of us develop. The whole process kicks off with a simple, unmistakable cue. For anyone trained in this method, the moment you see a dental model or the moment you look directly into a patient's mouth, that's the trigger. It's an instant signal to your brain to fire up the routine. And what happens next is the routine becomes completely automatic. You don't even have to think about it. Your brain just does it. It instantly calculates and gives you an assessment of the crowding. And this happens in fractions of a second. That right there is the power of a deeply ingrained professional habit. And here's the payoff, the reward. You get immediate clarity, you know, almost instantly, if an extraction is likely on the table, long before you've even done a full workup. Now, this internal habit doesn't replace our documentation, of course, but it enhances it. It gives us incredible speed and confidence right from that initial consultation. Now, we can build on that simple habit with an even more comprehensive system. By applying the exact same logic, we can develop what I call the Baxman Keys. This is another habit loop, but it's designed for a rapid, more holistic clinical assessment. So once again, the cue is just seeing the patient. But the routine is now a quick mental checklist of three specific points: the canine relationship, the molar interdigitation, and the midline. Your brain just instinctively asks, are the canines class 1? Are the molars stable? Is that midline correct? In just a few seconds, this mental checklist gives you a grasp of the entire clinical situation and helps you identify your main strategic challenges. And the reward that makes this habit stick? It's psychological. It's that little burst of satisfaction, that endorphin rush you get from feeling efficient, fast, and completely in control of the situation. That positive feedback reinforces the loop, making your brain want to do it again and again, until it's just what you do. Okay, so this idea of automated loops isn't just for individual clinical actions. The real power, the real game changer, comes when we start to scale this thinking up, from these micro actions to macro strategies that cover the entire practice. The technique we use for this is called chunking. Really, it's just the process of creating automatic if-then connections in your mind. You're linking standard, recurring problems to predefined standard strategies. Why? To automate your decision-making and conserve your finite mental energy for the things that truly need it. Let me give you a clear example. Let's say you create a rule. If there is less than 5 millimeters of crowding, then the standard strategy is non-extraction. If there's more than 7, then the standard is extraction. By chunking these common decisions, we stop wasting our limited concentration on problems that have a routine solution. This frees up our focus for the truly unique, complex cases that demand our full, undivided attention. So let's broaden this out one more time, beyond our clinical decisions. We can use these same principles, cues, routines, and rewards to engineer excellence into our administrative and our patient-facing systems as well. Just think about the patient's journey for a second. When a patient completes a diagnostic appointment, that's the cue. They should automatically get scheduled for the treatment discussion. That's the routine. We can automate our confirmations to include history forms and directions. We can even provide appliance logbooks with QR codes that link directly to troubleshooting videos. Every single one of these is a small habit loop that together creates a seamless, high-quality experience for the patient. And what's the result of all this? When you build these systems, your practice just starts to run with a much higher degree of quality, but it requires significantly less manual effort from you and your team. And this automation doesn't just make you more efficient. It makes your patients feel safe, they feel informed, and they feel exceptionally well cared for right from their very first contact with you. So I'll leave you with a challenge. Take a hard look at your own practice, both your clinical and your administrative workflows. What is the one recurring task, that one decision point, that you can turn into an automatic, excellent habit? Find it. Because the very first routine you choose to automate, well, that's your first real step toward building a practice that truly runs itself.